It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation. I hope that you enjoy the study, Revelation chapter 20. And we're going to begin reading with the fifth verse today, Revelation chapter 20, verse 5. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, and we have many messages, radio broadcasts, and Sunday messages, the Constitution, our church constitution, and it's just a wonderful Bible study. And we also have the plan of salvation there in written form and also in oral, so you can listen to it. And so please check out our website, parkviewbiblechurch.org, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so please that you will check that site out. I hope that you enjoy it. Now, we're going to begin reading Revelation chapter 20, verse 5. The rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather themselves together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil that deceived them were cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Sea gave up the dead which were in it, death, hell, delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We have just completed the 20th chapter. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we start this study today. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come and enjoy this. It's just a privilege, just a joy to be able to open your word and search it and study it. I just ask that you would guide and lead us through it, that to take, Father, and open your precious word up, that we see you so clearly. It gives us strength and power, gives us peace and wisdom and joy. It gives us your love. It's just wonderful to be a believer in Jesus Christ. For those that refuse to believe, those that refuse to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, have none of these things. They can have all the money that the world has to offer, all the goods that the world has to offer, and yet all they want is more. They have no security. They have no peace. Only peace can be found in you, Lord Jesus, and we know that. So please, dear Father, help this study today to bring those that have rejected you to this point, bring them to a place that they accept you as their Savior today. Please, please, that they accept you today. And then begin, Father, to walk with you and serve you. And help us that are saved to serve you each and every day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this fifth verse, and we find that there's a time period here, and you know, we can back up and look at the fourth verse and start start there and then kind of read down through it a little bit here. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So you see the time period here. We're the church age right now. The next thing to happen is the rapture of the church. Then there's going to be 7 years of tribulation upon the earth. The last 3.5 years is going to be the most miserable. And then at the close of that, we find, and that's where we're at right here, and it says in verse 5, and the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So those that knew the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I, if we have to face the grave or we're raptured either way, we will forever be with the Lord. But those that reject Jesus, those that did not come to the Lord Jesus Christ, refused the Lord Jesus, those, they will be in the grave for all that die at the close of the 7-year tribulation, which is the Battle of Armageddon. The only people that come into the tribulation period, this 7-year period, are going to be lost people, because the church, all born-again believers, will be raptured, taken from here, and all graves will be opened of believers. All those that are lost that rejected Jesus, they will stay in their grave. And then as we leave this earth, those that reject Jesus, those that are lost, will remain. There will remain here during this 7-year period of time. It is a calling out of this time for the nation of Israel. They'll have one last chance. And this is going to be the greatest chance for them as a nation during this 7-year tribulation period, which is going to be a most miserable period of time here upon earth. And yet there's going to be 144,000 witnesses, preachers, Pauls, if you'd like to say, that are coming, and they're proclaiming the truth and not veering from the truth. They will stay right on track, and they're going to give out the word of God, and many multitudes will be saved, but many won't. At the close of this period of time, this 7 years, many will be martyred. Few will really live through it. But those, the remnant that lives through it and gets saved during this 7-year period, remember, coming into the 7-year period, the tribulation, there are none saved. So these will get saved. And so we have the 144,000 plus those that get saved. And then they will remain here upon earth after the Battle of Armageddon, those that live through it, and then they will begin to repopulate the earth for 1,000 years. Graves are empty. Those that are born again, those that were martyred and killed during that time, we find them beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast. See, all that time in verse 4 there, that's all talking about the tribulation period. But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. So you see, everybody, if you have a family member that's died and they have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, or you yourself to this day have not trusted in Jesus, and you go into the grave without the Lord Jesus Christ, then you'll stay in that grave through the 7-year period, and through 1,000 years before your body's brought back out for your judgment. The rest of the dead live not until 1,000 years were finished. Yes, there is a judgment time. There'll be a time, the judgment that is for a believer is just for the good, the rewards that we'll receive for what we did for the Lord Jesus. So you see, that's what we're judged on. We're not judged on our sin, because our sin has been taken away. The day we get saved, our sin has been removed from us. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. But those that reject the Lord Jesus, they too will be judged, but they're going to be judged for their sin because they have no one to take that away. They have tried. They've tried to buy it. They've tried to worship it away. They've tried to be religious, but none is of any value. None. And so the not again for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. And so as we look at the end of the tribulation period, the rapture of the church, Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection. So when he rose from the dead was the beginning of it. And then it's come all the way through to this point here. Now, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such a second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. You know, as we bring this all together, as we look at these opportunities, we have the resurrection of the just, we have the resurrection of life, and the resurrection of damnation. Now, we're going to look at a couple verses of Scripture as we look at those here before we go on to the sixth verse. And so, now, let's look at Luke chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, and thou shalt be blessed. For they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said to him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. You see, when we are kind, when we show the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is not a place for the government to do, it's a place for individuals to do. And believers are a very charitable people. And they will help folks individually. And this is, it's not necessarily something that a church as a whole should be doing, but individuals should be doing it at such a rate and can if some other things like the government and things like that get out of the way. We have then an opportunity to share and to give and to show love and to help. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Well, when we do that from the love of Christ, not for something in return here and now, but when we do it just because of the love of Christ, which it's done and we enjoy doing it, when we do that, then we will be recompensed when we are judged for our works, not for sin, not for our concerning our salvation, but for what we have done in service to him. And then the joy of all that is that when it's all complete, then we take those rewards and we lay them at the feet of our Lord for what he's done for us. What a beautiful opportunity. There's no self or selfishness or self-centeredness involved in this. It is all for someone else. That's what that verse of Scripture is talking about. Wonderful. And again, let me just read verse 14. And thou shalt be blessed. It starts here. But when thou makest a feast, and you call the poor, and the maimed, and the lame, and the blind, thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And the just there are believers, born again believers. Now let's look at the Gospel of John. John chapter 5, verse 29. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now, between here in Revelation 20, verse 5, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So, see, now in Revelation 20, verse 5, we learn for the first time that there is 1,000 years between the two. You see, that's the reason that you don't just take one verse of Scripture and build a doctrine on it. You search the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, and you become, through the Spirit of God, He makes you very wise in His Word. And it's something that's usable and it's powerful, and we have great wisdom because it's wisdom God gives us. That can only come to a believer in Jesus Christ. Now, once again, I'm going to go back to John 5:29. And shall come forth. Let me just read. We can back up here a little bit. Verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear His voice. Shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Again, between, in verse 29, between life and damnation, the resurrection of damnation, or evil, good and evil, there's 1,000 years between those two times of resurrection. There's two times, 1,000 years between them. And this verse of Scripture here is telling us very clearly that all will be raised from the dead. Everyone. If you rejected Jesus or if you accepted the Lord Jesus. Now, when Jesus come in the rapture, only the righteous are raised. We've talked about that, but let's look at the Word of God so we know what it has to say. I hope that you know Jesus as your Savior, so you are part of the first resurrection. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I hope this is a very familiar scripture verse for you because we do read it often. But I would not, chapter 4, verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Caught up means to snatch up, to lift, to transport. That's what's going to happen to us. The graves are going to be open. When He comes in the end of the ages, only the wicked will be raised and will appear before the great white throne to be judged. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29 says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear His voice and come forth. Just read that, didn't we? Worth repeating, wasn't it? Do you understand the time schedule? Do you understand that the hour is near, that our Lord is returning? And when He comes, all that are born again today and all that were born again of yesterday that have died and faced the grave, graves will be open first. We just read that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Graves will be opened first, and they will come forth and receive their new bodies, their glorified bodies, their perfect bodies. And then we that remain will follow Him, follow them that has been taken out of the grave, and we too will receive our new bodies. It'll be a resurrected body just like our Lord has. What a glorious day that's going to be. But upon that event, it begins the 7 years of tribulation. And the last 3.5 years, first 3.5 seems like peace, last 3.5 years will be just as close to hell on earth as can be. And so what happens then at the close of this tribulation period? Many will be saved. Many will be martyred because of their salvation, because of their choice to trust in Jesus. The world will hate them. The world will gang up against them to destroy them in the Battle of Armageddon. And at that time, our Lord will return with us. And we will come, it says, a sword in his mouth. And so he's going to come, and he's going to speak. He's going to destroy all the wicked. And it'll be bridle deep, the scripture says, in a valley, bridle deep. And then comes the thousand-year reign of Christ. He comes, he stays, and sits on the throne of David, and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years, and we will be here with him. At the close of that period of time, then is when the something very serious comes to pass. And that is that, once again, Satan is loosed. Satan is bound at the close of the tribulation period and before the 1,000-year reign of Christ begins. He's bound. But he is loosed for a season at the close of this time. And he will go out and deceive multitudes. And it tells us as the sand of the sea, that's the number that will be deceived, even though Christ will be right here, ruling and reigning with a rod of iron, without question. It's not going to be like the judges today, if they're liberal, they go one way, if they're conservative, they go another way. We're not going to have that, because Jesus is going to judge. He's going to judge righteously and judge rightly. And so, all through that 1,000 years, but at the close, Satan will be loosed for a season. And as he's loose for a season, he's going to go around and gather up as many as he can. And again, the number is of whom is as a sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. That's going to be their end. And so I just wanted to get it all straight for you again. This hour between the good and the bad is 1,000 years long. What we've just read in John 5:28-29, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming. This hour between the good and the evil, the good and the bad, is 1,000 years long. Before the millennium, the righteous will hear his voice. And after the millennium, the wicked will hear his voice. As we look at this fifth verse, the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. This is the first resurrection. And I've just stated, and we're going to look these verses up. This first resurrection began with Christ, the first fruits. 1 Corinthians 15:23. Been a wonderful study today. I hope that you have heard these words, and I hope that you know the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. That's the rapture of the church. Now, begins with the first fruits, the raptures. 1 Thessalonians 4:6. 1 Thessalonians 4:6. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. We need to walk each day. And I believe that we read that sixth verse, but I believe it should have been verse 16. And so I had mismarked it here, and so we've looked now, once again, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That's the rapture. Now, come back to Revelation. Let me make my note change here so we don't make that mistake again. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Now, the martyred saints, we're looking at those in verse 4 and verse 5 of the book of Revelation chapter 20. I saw the thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So you see, those martyred saints will have part of that first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part of the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now that's what we were talking about. And so this sixth verse here, only people that are holy, born again. Now when I say holy, that doesn't mean they're perfect by any means. They are born again. They're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. They're born again. We'll have part of the first resurrection. Only people that are holy, born again, come by faith to Jesus today and you'll be born again. Born once, you need to be born again. Will not be affected by the second death. Only people who shall be priests of God and of Christ will be raised in the first resurrection. Since God lists this as the first resurrection, we need to understand there will be a second resurrection. If there be only one resurrection, he surely would not have called it the first resurrection. The Spirit of God never leaves any loose ends. Let's look to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 51 through 57. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Actually, be another or exchange in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you enjoyed those verses of Scripture. I'm sure you have heard those verses of Scripture, possibly many times, because those are verses of Scripture that's often read at a funeral service. I read them myself. The sad thing is that it applies to only a few, and that is the folks that are born again. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, call upon him to be your Savior, and he will come and save you, and he will come and live within your heart. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, comes and lives within your heart, never to leave. Keeps you, seals you. What a victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't get any clearer than that. But it only comes through Jesus Christ. Now, have you trusted in Jesus today? Have you called upon him today for your salvation? Because if you have not, you're going to face this tribulation, period. Or at the other side is that you're going to spend another 1,000 years another 1,000 years in the grave if you face that grave before Jesus comes, and if not, the tribulation. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?